How Life Returned. When the Indonesian volcano Krakatoa exploded on August 27, 1883, it was one of the most violent volcanic eruptions in human history. Most of the island of Rakata disappeared, and what was left was covered with 40 meters of black volcanic ash. The eruption killed more than 40,000 people in Indonesia, and even one as far away as Sri Lanka. About one-third of the southern end of the island still remained after the eruption, but the volcanic ash that covered it was between 300 and 850 degrees Celsius. The island was lifeless, completely sterile. The eruption immediately attracted scientific interests. Geologists were naturally eager to study the results of the eruption. But biologists were also fascinated with the island. Before the eruption, it had been covered by a thick tropical rainforest and home to countless species of plants and animals. Now, suddenly, it was as barren and naked as when it had first risen from the sea more than 14 centuries earlier. Biologists realized that they had a rare chance to observe a tropical ecosystem develop from the very beginning. How long would it take for life to reestablish itself on the island? Would the plants and animals that came be the same ones that had been there before? If so, how and when would they arrive? Would a new rainforest once again cover the island?